Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting seventh. The DH, Sherman Abando. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Damon Buford. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Willie Banks. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McLemore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Winfield strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sherman Abando is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds strikes out. 1 out. Damon Buford, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Abando moves to third. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Abando scores. There goes Buford trying to get to home. Puckett throws the ball into Knobloch, who relays the ball to Webster, who tags Buford, who came all the way from first, for the out. Anderson moves to third. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Mark McLemore, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes McLemore. The throw from Webster and he is safe. McLemore steals second. Cal Ripken, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabiule fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Pagliarulo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rabiule hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabiule fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rabiule. Hoyles goes all the way around to score. Gomez moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Orioles. Sherman Abando is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Abando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Abando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gomez scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. Harold Reynolds, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Abando moves to second. 1 out. Damon Buford, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hartley now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McLemore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McLemore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Winfield hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabiule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pagliarulo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherman Obando is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Obando is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Obando strikes out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Rabiule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rabiule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rabiule is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds misplays the ball. That's an error on Reynolds. Knobloch moves to third. Mack moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Mussina covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a line drive towards third. Pagliarulo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McLemore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. McLemore reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Winfield hits a line drive into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 2 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Larkin now playing right field. Rich Garces now pitching. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoyles moves to second. Two outs. Sherman Abando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Abando is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Abando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. David Segui now playing first base. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pagliarulo is called out on strikes. One out. Randy Bush pinch hits for Jeff Rebule. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops it up and throws to first, with Mussina covering, for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pat Mears now playing shortstop. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive beyond third. Pagliarulo can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guthrie fires to first and picks off Reynolds. One out. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson moves to second. Pat Mahomes now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck bunts towards the mound. Mussina fields it and throws to first for the out. Puckett moves to second. Two outs. Dave Winfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Winfield hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hoyle settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hoyle's. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Winfield hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.